White, J.E. White, Emma. Washington, July 21, 1904. Dear children Edson and Emma, I am not very strong, but will write you a few lines. I hope that I shall soon feel better and will be able to add to what I can now write. I am anxious to hear how you have come out in your transactions regarding exchange of property. Do not worry about these matters. The Lord will certainly manifest himself to those who commit their souls to his keeping. The meek will he guide in judgment. He is our hope and our crown of rejoicing. I believe that it is right for you to move into the country, and that the future will prove this to be true. But you must follow the way of the Lord. I have written to several people asking for a loan of $1,000. In one case, I was one day too late with my request. The day before my letter reached the sister, the money had been lent to Dr. Paulson. But I know that he needs the money, and I will not even wish that I had written sooner and obtained the loan. In regard to the colored sanitarium, I wish to say, do not enter into any arrangement just now for purchasing the building. I cannot endure the thought of investing $3,000 in this building. I am sure that better prospects can be found for a colored sanitarium. Some place can be secured where the surroundings are more healthful and pleasant. I wish that the Boscobel school buildings might be secured for the work of the white sanitarium. Do you know of anything that stands in the way of their purchase? If you do, I wish you would mention it in your next letter. I am deeply interested in the work in Huntsville and shall do all I can to strengthen those who carry the burden of the work there. You need not be surprised to hear that I have returned to California. I am not gaining strength very fast here, and I know that the book on which Marion is working needs my attention. I desire, however, to remain for a time and help the workers here, if my health will permit. The work on the buildings here is progressing very nicely. We feel thankful that we have been able to secure the services of so many excellent workmen. Our brethren have found favorable opportunities to secure lumber at very low prices. After the Baltimore fire, large quantities of lumber were shipped there. So much was sent that the supply exceeded the demand, and several shiploads were sent to Washington. It lay on the wharves for some time until the owners became tired of paying wharfage and were willing to let us have the lumber for less than the market price. By this transaction, we saved more than $1,000. Yesterday, Brother Needham told me that they had secured another lot of lumber very cheap. I am grateful to our Heavenly Father for every such favor. Evangelical lines of work are being carried forward here in Washington. There are two tents pitched in the city where meetings are held each evening. Last Sabbath, I spoke in the Tacoma Park Hall. I was very feeble, but the Lord strengthened me. Next Sunday, I am to speak again in the same place. July 25, 1904. I have been looking every day for some word from you, hoping to hear something favorable in regard to your exchange of property. When you have anything to tell, write to me. Yesterday the Lord greatly strengthened me. I spoke in the Tacoma Park Hall. The room was well filled. I looked upon pleasant and attentive countenances as I spoke from the third chapter of the first epistle of John. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Verse 1. As I dwelt upon the infinite sacrifice of Christ, the people seemed almost to hold their breath with interest. I long to speak of the love of God to large congregations. We are planning with the strictest economy in regard to our work here. Some thought that this house in which we are now staying should be purchased for a sanitarium, if it could be obtained for $10,000. The owners now ask $15,000 for it. But even were this house bought, other buildings would have to be put up, and altogether it would cost quite a large sum. After carefully considering the question, we have decided to carry out our original plan and build the sanitarium on the same land as the school. We may, however, rent this building for a time to use temporarily. But we will invest the $10,000 that will be needed to purchase it in the erection of a building on the land already purchased. I have not lost my interest in the work in the southern field, but I am so weak that I cannot do much just now. Be assured that we will do our best to help you. I am trying to keep up my writings, but have to stop and rest frequently. July 26, 1904.
It is the privilege of every Christian to know the blessing of having the Lord Jesus as his burden bearer. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 13-14. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. The psalmist was filled with awe, but with faith and confidence in God, he continues, Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God. Psalm 42, verse 7, 8, 11. Each morning, those who are working on the buildings assemble in the large room just below mine for worship and counsel together. Someone reads a passage of scripture, and then there is singing and prayer. Then I speak for a few minutes, and then we go to breakfast. I have been asked to speak every morning, but I am not always strong enough to. We have a goodly number of workmen here, and these little meetings seem to do them good. Their boarding house is just across the road from us. Next Sabbath, I expect to speak in the colored church. I have spoken 3 times in the new church and once in the mixed church, and now I must speak in Brother Sheaf's church. If I am able, I will speak again in Tacoma Hall next Sunday. On Monday, I expect to take the cars for Melrose, where I shall stay for a week or two and take treatment. I am rather weak, but I will try to speak here as often as I can, for I may never bear my testimony in Washington again. The night before last, I awoke with a feeling as if someone were trying to crush the life out of my body. I tried to rise, but the pressure was so great that I could scarcely breathe. I called upon the Lord for deliverance, and I felt the power of his Spirit upon me. I knew that he had answered my prayer, and I soon fell asleep. Since this experience, I have been feeling stronger and have held precious communion with God. Edson, do not make any extensive improvements on the colored sanitarium. When the buildings that are talked of are erected, there will be even less light in the sanitarium than there is now, and I believe the Lord will show you some better place. I am so thankful for the good news that has come from Southern California that there is every prospect of securing a new brick building 9 miles from Los Angeles for a sanitarium. This building was put up for a hotel but has never been occupied. It has 50 rooms. It was first offered to us for $36,000, but the price has been lowered little by little until now it is offered for $12,000. I must now close. May God bless and guide you is my prayer. Your mother.